Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Saraswati. सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. अधिकृताधिकारे च प्रमाणाभावात्. देर् इस् नो प्रमाण टु प्रूव् दट् दिस् पर्सन् हू हेड् डन् सम्थिङ्ग्, हू इस् अधिकारि फार् सम्थिङ्ग्, इस् दि सेम् पर्सन् हू इस् दि अधिकारि फार् दिस् आल्सो. इति योजना. दिस् इस् हौ यू हेव् टु लिङ्क् इट्. स्वर्गकामस्य हि दर्शपूर्णमास अधिकृतस्य पशुकामस्य सतः दर्शपूर्णमास कर्त्वार्थ अप्रणयन आश्रिते गोदोहने अधिकारः. स्वर्गकामस्य हि दर्शपूर्णमास अधिकृतस्य, दिस् पर्सन् हू डिसैड्स् स्वर्ग, and because of the desire of swarga, he is doing this karma called darshapurnamasa. Darshapurnamasa adhikritasya pashukamasya satah. And there, for the pashu roopa phala, for the result of pashu satah, darshapurnamasa kratvartha apranayana ashrite. So he has to take this vessel with water to clean the udder of the cow, and then he has to remove the milk. Godohani adhikara. Only for that person who desires a pashu wealth. Pashu is a kind of cattle. Cattle means wealth in the previous, during that period. So the only through cattle they used to pay the ritviks, etc. So that fellow, he should have to do this milking. So nokhalu godohana dravyam avyapriyamanam sakshat pashun bhavitu marhati. Otherwise this godohana, this milking of cow, this kind of act, avyapriyamanam sakshat pashun bhavitu marhati, cannot directly link you with this result of getting a cattle. Nacha vyapara antara avishtam shruyate yatah tadangam angakramam adipateet. There is also not a different action for this kind of gaining some result. So karma kanda. So there, in the same way, apranayana ashritam tu pratiyate. But if someone takes this water, that is what is water to clean the udder, that is what is explained there. That is what is expected there. Jamasena avah pranayed godohanena pashukamasyaiti samabhivyaharat. It is very clearly said that this person who functions, who does this karma, should do this karma also. Chamasena avah pranayed, he should have to, with this chamasa patra, this vessel called chamasa, he should have to take this water to clean the udder, and then godohanena pashukamasya godohanena, he should have to milk that cow. For that person who desires cow, he should have to do both these karmas. Iti samavyahat yogyatvacca asyam apam pranayanam prati. Therefore, there is a logic that this person should take this water. This person who is milking the cow should carry this water. Is logical. Tasmat kartvartha pranayana ashiratatvat godohanasya tatkramena purushartham api godohanam kartvartha krakram aditi siddham. Therefore, for this person who is going to milk the cow, carrying the water also becomes a part of that, like the milking the cow, part of that karma. Chuti nirakaranena eva ishti soma kramavad api kramo api apastaha veditavyaha. Shruti nirakaranena eva, through the shruti which negates it, through that itself, eva ishti soma kramavad. In the ishti soma krama, in the karma which gives this soma yaga, which deals with this soma yaga, krama api, that order also, after finding it was said, darshapurnamasam ishtva somene jeta, it is said. So that tva pratyaya, after this he should have to do that somayaga. That order is also very clear. After carrying the water, he should have to milk the cow. In the same way, after doing the darshapurnamasa, he should have to do the somayaga. That order is kramopi apasto vidita. That is also very clearly said. So, that kind of apastaha, that kind of order in which you expect us to accept, that cannot be. Apastaha is negated. That cannot, that order in which you ask, you expected us to follow. After the karma avabodhana, karma jignyasa, doing the karma or doing the karma, this fellow should desire for knowing the self. That is negated. Because we already negated in the last paragraph, shesh sheshi bhava. Let it not be shesh sheshi bhava. Let it not be anga angi bhava. Let it not be a limb and the limbed. Let it not be like that. But there can be an order. After finishing this Latin, they need not be connected to each other. It need not be a part of that big karma. The knowledge. It can be a continuous process. After this karma, let him do that karma. They both have different results. So, let them be in this way. Why don't you follow it in this order? In the same person who did the knowledge, inquiry into the knowledge of the karma, is the same person who inquires into the knowledge of the self. It is fine. That also cannot be accepted here. Seshyeshitva adhikrita adhikara bhave api kramo vimukshyeta. Idi ekaphala avachedo bhavet. Yatha agneyadinam shannam ekaswarga phala avachinnanam. Yadi va jignyasya brahmano amsho dharma syat. Yatha chaturlakshani vitpadyam brahma kenachit darshan. केनचित् अंशेन एकेन लक्षणेन विपाद्यते तत्र चतुर्णां लक्षणानां जिज्ञास्य अभेदेन परस्पर सम्बन्धे सति क्रमो विवक्षितः तथा इह अपि एक जिज्ञास्यतया धर्म ब्रह्म जिज्ञासयोः क्रमो विवक्षेत न च एतद् उभयम् अपि अस्ति इत्यतः शेषशेषित्व अधिकृत अधिकार अभावेति शेषशेषि यू कैनॉट एक्सेप्ट अपि क्रमो विक्षेत इवन देन यू मे नॉट एक्सेप्ट दिस शेषशेषि देयर कैन बी एन ऑर्डर दैट कैन बी एक्सेप्टेड यदि एक फलावच्छेदो भवेत इफ यस व्हाट यू से इज राइट वी कैन एक्सेप्ट दैट ऑर्डर आफ्टर नोइंग द कर्म लेट हिम अंडरस्टैंड द नॉलेज That is fine. But if they are both going to give same result, if they are both a karma, they are both for the same result, the inquiry is both for the same result. Idi eka phala avachedo bhavet. Yatha, like in the Agni Adi Karma. Agni Adinam Shannam Eka Swarga Phalam Avachinnam. Agni etc. These karma, there are six karmas there. In all the six karmas, if you perform all the six karmas, what will be the result? The result is one swarga. For all the six karmas, the result is one swarga, one heaven. In the same way, if it is here, we can accept that continuation. Yediva jignyasya brahmano amsho dharma syat. Or, if this brahman, in this brahman, this dharma is a part. The inquiry into the brahman, Dharma, if it is a part, then again you have to know Dharma, because it's a part. To gain the full knowledge of Brahman, you have to know the part of it. So, again you have to inquire. Ediva, if it is, but it is not so. Therefore, yatha, like, chaturlakshani vitpadyam brahma kenachit amshena ekena lakshanena vitpadyate tatra chaturnam lakshananam jignyasya abhedena परस्पर संबंधे सति जिज्ञासयो फल क्रमो विवक्षितः तथा यह अपि एक जिज्ञासितया सी दी ब्रह्मन इज चतुर्लक्षणी इज इन फोर पार्ट्स इन फोर चैप्टर्स दि ब्रह्म सूत्र इट इज डिफरेंट दट इज एक्सप्लेन इन फोर पार्ट्स और यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट इन अनदर वे दि ब्रह्मन विच इज इन ब्रह्मानिक उपनिषद एक्सेट्रा दि कौ the fire deity, all of them teach Brahman. They teach Brahman. This is one part of Brahman I am teaching. You learn it from this fellow, the next part. Like that it gives the knowledge. First part in this Upanishad, this fellow he takes the cows to graze and make it 1,000. Now, when he goes there to the forest, after seeing him serving these cows of the Guru, very, 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 very nicely, the cows, the Adhishthana Devata and the cows, they themselves say, oh, we have become 1,000, why don't you take us back? And before taking him back, this cattle gives him Upadesha. I am giving you the first Upadesha. They get the next Upadesha from someone. So the second Upadesha from fire, etc. In that order it is, he is gaining the knowledge. So, that is why when he comes to the Guru says, why you look like a person who is enlightened? So, then he says, okay, what you say is true, I have been initiated into this by other people, but still I wanted to learn from you. So, he learns it from him. So, there are four parts. Each pada was initiated by, given by someone. So, in that way also you can understand. Chaturakshini Vitpadya Brahma, kenachita amshena ekena lakshanin Vitpadyate. So, one part, in one way it is explained by one person. And one part, in one chapter is explained in one way. Tatra chaturnam lakshananam jignyasa abhedena. All the four parts explained by those deities, they are not different. They are all part of that Brahman only. And here also, all the four chapters of this Upadesha, this Brahma Sutra, are all dealing with the same Brahman. Therefore, Jignyasa Abhedena, the inquiry, there is no difference. Paraspara Sambandhe Sati, therefore there is a relationship between one and the other. Therefore, Krama Vikshita, there is an order which is specified. First chapter, then second chapter. You cannot find the final chapter is Phala. Oh, beautiful. Let us first understand what the results are. Then we will come to the first chapter. We don't go through that order. So, Vivakshita, there is an order which is established. Tatha, ihapi, ek jignyasatya, dharma brahma jignyasiyo ho kramo vakshiyata. Therefore, since here also we have one result which is in focus, therefore Brahma and Dharma should be inquired upon. But it is not like that. Therefore, nachayetad ubhayam api asti ityadaha. Both the cases are not true. The first case which he said, for all the six karmas, one result. That also is not there. Dharma is going to give another result. Brahma jignyasa, inquiry into Dharma is going to give one result. Inquiry into self, Brahma is going to give another result. So that is not possible. The second is the order. That also is not possible here. So, since it is not that order in which you gain the knowledge, one part, the Dharma Jignyasa is not a part of Brahma Jignyasa. So, you don't need to go through that. That is what he says. Phala Jignyasya Bhedacha. Phala Jignyasya Bhedacha. The inquiry, the method of inquiry and the result of the inquiry, both are different. Phala Bhedacha, Jignyasya Bhedacha. You have to understand. The result is also different. Dharma Jignyasa, you gain different result. In Brahma Jignyasa, you gain different result. And the mode of inquiry is also different. So, Phala Bhedam Vibhajate. What is the result? Jignyasiyoho, Phala Jignyasiyo Bhedacha. We saw that. Abhyudaya Phalam Dharma Jnanam Tachcha Anushthana. Anushthana apeksham. Nishraya savalam dharma jnanam nacha anushthana antara apeksham. Bhashya. Abhyudaya phalam dharma jnanam. Tacha, here itself. No, go there, here itself, on top, first line. Abhyudaya phalam dharma jnanam tacha anushthana apeksham. Nishraya phalam tu brahma jnanam. Brahma vijnanam. Nacha anushthana antara apeksham. For dharma jnana, the knowledge of inquiry into the dharma, for the knowledge of the dharma, abhyudaya phalam, the result is abhyudaya. Abhyudaya means to gain a different higher status. A status comparatively which is better than this previous state. That is abhyudaya. And that is the result of the knowledge of dharma. And that you cannot gain without involving yourself in a karma. Tacha anushthana apeksham, that abhyudaya, that comparative glory is also dependent upon a karma. Just the knowledge itself, you are this, you are that itself is not enough. You have to do some function. You have to do some action to gain that result. Swarga, etc. And for Brahmajnana, the result is different. It's not dependent upon the action. For Dharmajnana, it's dependent on the action. For Brahmajnana, it is not dependent on action. That is what he says. Nishreyasa phalam to Brahmajnana, because the result is Nishreyasa phalam. Comparative in Dharmajnana, superlative, there is no equivalence to this. That kind of state, the result you are going to gain through the inquiry of Brahmajnana. And that is not dependent upon any action. Nacha anushthantrapeksham, that doesn't depend upon any other anushthana other than shravana manana nididhyasana. It doesn't depend upon anything. Abhyudaya detika abhyudaya phalam dharma jnanamiti jignyasayah vastuto jnana tantratvat jnana phalam jignyasa phalam iti bhavah. Jignyasayah vastutah jnana tantratvat. Jignyasa is jnana tantra. Jnana tantra means that which is dependent on the jnana knowledge. Jnatumicha is dependent upon this knowledge. First you have to have this knowledge, then only then you will be able to desire for that. Jnana phalam jignyasa phalam iti bhavah. The jnana is the result for the jignyasa. And with this general knowledge, you start doing the inquiry, you gain the specialized knowledge. That is the idea. Na kevalam swarupatah phalabhedah. Tad upadana prakara bhedadapi tad bheda ityah. It is not just dependent. The result is not just different in both the dharma and brahma jignyasa. The way you attain that result is also different. Not just the swarupa, the whole result of the karma, the result of the inquiry. The process, the method in which you gain the result also differs. That is what he says. Na kevalam swarupatah phalabheda. Not in its essence, not in its form, it is different. But also, tad upadana prakara bhedadapi. The upadana, the way, the maintain, the materials, the process, that also differs. Tad bheda ityaha. How? Tach anushthana apesham brahmajnanam cha na anushthanantra apesham iti. This karma, dharmajnana depends upon the karma. And Brahmajnana does not depend upon any karma. So he differentiates both Dharmajnana and Brahmajnana. Shabda jnana abhyasat abhyasat na anushthantram apekshate. Other than shabda jnana abhyasa, practice of the continuous practice of listening to the shastra, shravana, etc., it doesn't depend upon anything. That is why he says na anushthantram apekshate. He didn't say na anushthanam apekshate. You have to do something. But this doing is not manifold. It is only one. It doesn't depend upon any other process other than listening to the scriptures. Nitya naimittika karma anushthana sahabhavasya apastatvaditi bhavaha. Because we have already negated the nitya karma, the naimittika karma, etc. We have already negated the nitya karma has nothing to do with this. The naimittika karma also has nothing to do with this. Therefore, the nitya karma and naimittika karma has nothing to do with the result of the inquiry. It may help you in gaining a new punya which negates the papa, because of which your mind becomes pure, because of which you gain the eligibility to inquire, because of which you gain the knowledge, because of which you gain established. That's a long process he explained. So there he negated. Jignyasa bhedam api jignyasa bhedam atyantikamaha. There is a clear cut difference in the inquiry process. That is what he says. Bhavyascha dharma iti. Bhavyascha dharmo jignyasyah na jnana kale asti. Purusha vyapara tantratvat yatu bhutam brahma jignyasyam nityatvat na purusha vyapara tantram. He is giving you two different new terms. Bhavyascha, this whatever bhavyascha, that which is whatever to be gained, which is dharma, that which has to be created, that which is to be gained, that dharma. Jignyasyah, that which we desire to know, with that which we desire to inquire upon. Na jnana kale asti, that does not exist during the time period, that dharma does not exist during the time period of knowledge. when you have the knowledge, this is the method to gain the punya, this is the method to gain the dharma, the knowledge of the karma, you don't have the result. You have not gained the result yet. After gaining the knowledge, you have to do something to gain the result, to attain the result. Purusha Vyapara Tantratva, because that is Purusha Tantra. It is a dependent upon this Purusha. Purusha Vyapara Tantra, Kartru Tantra, Purusha Tantra. These are other words which you use. Purusha Vyapara Tantra means Purusha Tantra, Kartru Tantra. If it is Kartru Tantra, if it is dependent upon this Karta, then he can do it in any which way. Kartam kartam anyata kartam viparitaya kartam shakyate. He can do it this way, he can do it the other way. He may not do it. He will do it some different way. Dharma is what is to be gained. He can do it in any which way, sir. But here, see, if I want to gain Swarga, there are so many karmas which are prescribed in the Vedas. I don't need to follow this karma, Darsha Purnamasa. Why should I do Darsha Purnamasa Yaga to gain Swarga? Ahara Sandhyam was that daily if you practice Sandhya Vandana, etc., you are going to gain the Swarga. Simple method. Or good deeds, plant trees, dig wells, etc. These kind of karmas also, Ishta Purta, both karmas, Ishta Purta Datta, all the three kinds of karmas are going to give you punya. So, why don't we do those kind of karmas instead of following these kind of difficult karmas? So, for gaining punya, there are so many methods. But, ihatu bhutam brahma. There, bhavyascha dharma. Dharma needs to be gained, accomplished. Here, it is bhutam. Bhutam means siddham. It is attained. It is already there. Brahman is already there. Brahman is already attained. Therefore, jignasyam, that is what we need to inquire upon. Nityatvat how? That Brahman which we desire to inquire upon, it is already there. Because it is eternal, it is nitya, it is all present. And therefore, na purusha vyapara tantram, it is not under the control of Purusha. He cannot do something to gain that Brahman. He cannot do something to gain that Brahman. That is why purusha, na purusha vyapara tantram. In another word, you can say vastu tantram. The karmas are purusha tantram. Brahman is vastu tantram. You cannot change the vastu through practice, through some process. It is whatever is will be that. What do you, whatever you may do, it doesn't change. I cannot gain the knowledge of Brahman by climbing on trees or dipping in Ganga, taking dips in Ganga. It cannot happen. That may help me to gain the punya through that different process. But directly it has nothing to do with gaining the knowledge. Therefore, purusha tantratvat, chodana parvati bhedacha, we'll come to that, chodana parvati bhedacha. Jignyasa bhedam tika, jignyasa bhedam atyantikam bhavyasya dharmaiti bhavita bhavyaha. Kartari krityaha, bhavita bhavyaha, that which will come at a later point of time, which has to be done now. That which should be done by the karta, the doer. That which should be performed by the doer to gain the result. That kind of bhavitacha, bhavaka vyapara nirvartyataya, tat tantra iti tad prajnana kale nastityartha. And bhavita cha, that which has to be gained later point of time, that has to be gained through some bhavana. Through some karma. So, that therefore does not exist during the time period of the knowledge of that karma. But, bhutam satyam. Bhutam means satyam, siddham, that which is ever present.